Okay, next on our topic list for the month is the annual management planning seminar. And while it is my most strongest belief that everyone listening to this program would benefit from attending the annual management planning seminar, I do recognize and understand that not all of you will. So, my objective here today is, number one, to give you some idea of what we will cover, hopefully to spark your interest in attending, because those that do attend feel it's one of the most, if not the most, valuable seminar that they attend all year long. And for those of you who absolutely positively cannot attend, I want to at least get you started in the planning process so that whether you attend the program or not, you've at least taken the first steps to driving your business and your practice in the direction that you wish it to go next year. So, the agenda for the annual management planning seminar includes, obviously, one of the things that we want to do is we want to celebrate. So part of the agenda is to meet other like-minded chiropractors, colleagues, coaching clients like yourself. And then we actually sit down and we get busy. And when I say get busy, I mean it. We roll up our sleeves, and one of the things that we want everyone to bring to the seminar is their business manual. And we'll sit down with you and suggest that you clean it up, update any of the material and information in it, and get it ready for next year. We'll also go through a business and practice analysis. We'll take you through a questionnaire and a review of that questionnaire. And the purpose is for you to be able to locate what steps you will need to take over the course of the year in order to bring your business and your practice up to speed. We'll discuss why planning is so important, about how to get organized, about how to not only deal with overwhelm, but take the appropriate steps so that overwhelm doesn't break you down. We'll also talk about breakdowns and the value that breakdowns have. We will ask the people who attend, and for those of you not attending, to take a look at and review and revise your mission statement, because you're different. And whether you wrote your mission statement 2 years ago, 2 months ago, or you've never written one, it's important that you have this compass that will help you make decisions to ensure that you get where you wish to go. We will talk about the 5 ingredients for success, change, and growth, and how they apply to the different departments in the business. We will investigate and have you look at the 5 questions that really have to be asked in every department in every business. We will, of course, review the different departments of your business and how those departments act and interact and relate to one another. We will look at the organizational chart of a typical business, of your business. And then we will break it down department by department, and we'll start with finances or management. And in management, we're going to look at objectives, projects, tasks, statistics, time management, working from a planner, working from a 5 task list program, checklists, the utilization of the empowerment journal that we just got through describing. Finances. We'll address the seemingly never-ending game called more. We'll talk about the 3 budgets, and we'll have you review and revise your 3 budgets for next year. We'll help you create personal and business income and expense projections. And we'll talk about graphing cumulative income versus cumulative expenses so that you could see turning points, pivot points, tipping points in your business so that you'll know what actions to take based on what your statistics are doing. We'll talk about what kind of changes need to take place over the course of the coming year in your resources, in your facility, in your faculty, about what you're doing and where you're doing it and who you're doing it with. We'll talk about marketing strategies and the creation of a marketing calendar. We'll go through the creation of the ideal patient or prime patients in your office, as opposed to the subprime patients that we all get to attract from time to time. We'll talk about patient education and patient education systems from a general standpoint. So we'll look at the visit template. We'll look at the what, why, how, love strategy and things of that nature. We'll look at production times, and we'll ask you to look at production times within your business and practice and decide and determine when you're most and least productive and how you can be as productive as you wish to be. We'll take a look at office hours. We'll take a look at quality control. We'll look at personal development and miscellaneous planning. In addition, all the materials that I've created and co-created with clients throughout the year will be presented in the manual update that everyone who attends the planning seminar will receive. We'll talk about what new resources and any new programs or projects that you'll need to establish to get where it is you wish to go. And we'll talk about how you can measure your degree of success. And then typically at the end of this 8-hour, not action-packed, but work-packed day, 8 hours that most people, most chiropractors at least, never ever seem to take in order to plan, develop, envision, and grow their business for the coming year. After we share that time together, we'll break bread together. We'll have dinner together in Old Town in San Diego. And for those of you who will make the program, I think you're going to have not the time of your life, but the eye-opening time of your life. And for those of you who cannot attend the program, what we've done to assist both those who can and those who cannot attend is in your packet this month, we've included the annual management planning seminar prep form. And these are the things that we'll want the people who attend the seminar to sit down and go through so that they're prepared to spend 8 hours working on their business, not in their business. For those of you who cannot attend, please do budget the time to go through the prep form and go through the instructions to blueprint your business for where you wish it to go next year. How much time? I'm often asked. The amount of time you spend in planning is equal to the kind of return that you hope to get from having put that time in. For me, on a daily basis, management of my businesses really takes maybe 5 or 10 minutes, looking at what's on my planners, what's on my task lists, what my schedule looks like for the day, and what can be scheduled to be completed that day. On a weekly basis, we'll typically spend anywhere from 3 to 4, sometimes a little bit more, hours once a week planning what our upcoming week is going to look like. On a monthly basis, we'll add between 4 and 5 hours to that weekly number so that we're planning for the month coming up. And on an annual basis, typically I'll spend approximately 20 hours over roughly a week's period of time creating and recreating my business for the upcoming year. So I want you to look at this 8 hours as a jump start, not necessarily as the end all and be all, so that you have some assurance that you'll be able to take your business exactly where you want to take it next year.